Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really looking forward to our show today. I've got a great guest in store for you, Stephanie Gass. And Stephanie helps mompreneurs create passive income businesses that light them up. Fueled by Jesus, iced coffee, and toddler snuggles, Steph is both an exceptional mama and an extremely successful entrepreneur. Steph's call is empowering women to claim their best lives by working less, yet making more. Steph believes that when we let God's miracles light our path, we will profit from our passions, live proactively, and design a life that fuels our soul. She believes we can actually have it all. It is my pleasure to welcome Stephanie to our show today.
Hi, Belinda. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks so much for joining us. So let's jump right into it. Now, do you prefer to be called Steph versus Stephanie?
Either one. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
All right, great. All right, so let's just fill in some of the gaps of your bio and just tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you are today, but more importantly, about that journey, how you got where you are today.
Yeah, for sure. So I always start with, like you said, what you do today, because I think that always sounds really fancy and awesome. But then I want to take you back to like the nitty gritty of actually getting there. So today, what I do is I help inspire Christian mompreneurs to uncover, I call it your God-led calling, but it could be your soul calling or kind of that thing that you were created for, uncovering what that is. And then I teach women how to create a business and brand out of that using podcasting and online courses, because I'm a huge advocate of passive income as a revenue stream. I have a podcast and that's what I do. And I love it. And it feels like a dream life because I have two little humans, 6 and 3. And so I really am huge on time equals success versus money equals success. So that's me today. Now, if you rewind back, gosh, about a decade, I was in corporate America. A couple years in, I've always kind of been an achiever. If you follow the Enneagram, I'm a 3, so the achiever. It'll help you understand me. Pros and cons to that personality type. But I went to college, got the master's degree, stability, and having all of those 401k and all of that is really what I was taught. And entrepreneurship was never even a thing in my family. So got the master's degree in finance and accounting. I was the youngest financial controller in this solar company and climbed the ladder within a couple of years. I'm making 6 figures in corporate. And then what happened? The plant shut down. I mean, how many of you can relate to like corporate just vanishing underneath you? Because it's just, this is where we live today, right? It's the world today. And I sat there without a job and I'm like, ooh, like, should we move? Cause there really wasn't an opportunity like that where I live, another one. And my husband at the time, he's like, hey, I think we're going to do this family thing. Why don't you take a year off and like figure out what you want to do that you can maybe do with kids? Cause I was working 60 hours a week, jet setting all over. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. I'll hang out. And long story short, kind of through this discovery process, my mom came to me with network marketing. She had just gotten into this new network marketing company. I had never heard of network marketing, and you may know it as direct sales or MLM. And she said, hey, I'm going to do this thing. Do you want to do it with me? And I thought, well, I don't even know what that is. I don't care about skincare, to be honest. But the girl in the flamingo, the little flamingo in the pool on that promo video, like making millions, and her kids are hanging out in the background. I'm like, that lifestyle looks pretty good. Like, is that actually a thing? Are people actually doing that? So I totally bought into it and decided I was going to be her, you know, the girl in the promo video of the network marketing video. So hustled my way within 2 years to the top 1% of that company, Belinda. I was walking the stage. I had the $50,000 bonus check, the cars, the trips, quote unquote, all the success that you would think, you know, oh, she made it. Yeah. And everybody knew me as the network marketing girl and all of that. And it was fine for a while because I was so lost in the success. That's to be really honest. And I just don't lie. This is what you guys are going to get with me. I got so lost in the money, the rank, the recognition that I lost myself in the process. And it was it became a very dark space for me. I was having anxiety attacks. I had gained 60 pounds. I was working at 5, 6 a.m., sometimes 10, 11 at night on vacations. I had a headset attached to my face 24/7, and I'm trying to raise a tiny, we had one child at the time, and I'm like literally burning the candle at both ends, and it just couldn't sustain. And so really what happened for me, I believe, and you guys take me with a grain of salt, whether it's universe for you, spirit, God, whatever, for me, it's God. I believe divine intervention had to step in because I'm too stubborn. Like, I'm going to keep going. Like, I have to do this. Well, the business started to crumble beneath me. The company went through a rebrand. Everybody wanted to go to the next best thing. The leggings were out, the lipstick that never comes off, the nail polish, and my team of 1,000 people just dispersed, and they were all looking for my type of success. So they wanted to go and be the first mover. And I was left working harder than I'd ever worked before, making a third of the income that we were accustomed to, and the cash flow was gone. And I sat there in this dark space of, what was all of that for? Why was I working that hard and ignoring my family and thinking that money and success was what all of this, that this was going to be worth it one day? And I was building something that wasn't mine. No offense to you network marketers, but hear this, okay? That was not my business. It was a corporation that I was working for making 20-30%. I was an affiliate for them, which is the way that it works. But I didn't look at it that way. I was looking at it as it was mine, but it wasn't mine. And I was just lost. So I sat there. Here's the darkest moment. I go to do the budget one day and I realize we don't have the money to pay the bills. Our lifestyle has exceeded the cash flow, and sat there with tears streaming down my face, had to go to my husband and say, we don't have any more money to pay the bills. And he's like, well, we're going to have to borrow money from Miles' savings account, which was our 3-year-old child at the time. And that's when I was like, oh, snap, this is rock bottom. I get it. I get it. And for the first time ever, being an achiever personality, to fail at something was my reckoning. Because I had never failed before, really, Belinda. Like, I've always, oh, I'll just do that and I'll get the promotion and I've always been good at work. So for me, that was the first experience at failing at something in a work environment, and it just wrecked me. So for a year, and those of you going through that hard place, don't worry, there's a happy ending here. So through that dark space, I believe that was really preparing me for something. And I had to go through that dark, messy part of this journey so that I could ultimately better understand my client. And where I sit today, I work with many women that are literally going through that, and they're trying to find their calling and they're transitioning out of something, whether it be corporate network marketing or whatever. And if I hadn't gone through it, I wouldn't understand her. So I took a year, ate too many Doritos, watched Netflix, cried myself to sleep, wondering what was next, went to therapy. And here's how I kind of navigated out of this season. I got out a sheet of paper one day and I wrote down the woman I wanted to become. For me, it was, who's the woman that God called me to be? Who did he create me for? Because I know I was created for more than money and the stage, like just walking the stage for recognition. Like, that just, there's so much more to me. So I wrote down all of these things on this piece of paper. I wrote, she shows up for her kids. She has a passive income business. She's healthy and fit and fulfilled. And she works less than she spends time with her family. She can travel. She has, a spirit-led life. She wakes up and does her spiritual work, and all of these things that I wrote on this piece of paper. And then I just laughed at it. So I'm like, must be nice to be you. Like, loser, I don't know how to do that. But it was the first step, was recognizing that there needed to be a visual of where I wanted to get and stop wallowing in my misery, you know, like put down the Doritos, Stephanie, it's time. And what I did is I started doing one thing every day that the woman on the paper would do. So signed up for the most expensive gym, not because you know, it was fancy because if I made the investment, I would show up and they had a great daycare and I could work from there. They had a Wi-Fi bar because I needed help with two small kids at the time. And I had a newborn. It was just the worst timing for everything to kind of fall apart. But I did that and I would go and I would feel so much better about myself. And then instead of eating the Doritos, I started, you know, insert gluten-free paleo chips or whatever. So I started just making small changes in my life that over the course of a year, I lost 60 pounds. I transformed my health. I, you know, really refined my relationship with God again and refound my spirituality. And I was led to this new space and this new calling in the business world, which is what I do today, helping female entrepreneurs kind of uncover that thing, help them with sales and marketing, creating a passive product, an online course based on what their passion is. And it just seems like a dream because I'm literally the woman on the paper now that I never thought I could become. So that's the story.
That's a great story. And I do think there's a couple of things there that are good points to point out for our listeners. Listen, and a lot of people do feel that if you really want to make a serious change, and that isn't just like a little change, it's a serious change of you're very unhappy with where you are, that you have to kind of hit that rock bottom place where it won't sort of jolt you into saying, okay, I for real need to make a change. Because I think we say to ourselves a lot of times, oh, I probably need to change or I need to find a different job. And then you just get back into work the next day because it's just easier to go than it is to really face what's not good about it. And for a lot of people, it's being forced to hit that rock bottom to make that change. So I think that that's important to understand. And people don't have to hit rock bottom, but that if you want change, you have to proactively start making the change. It's not miraculously just going to fall into your lap.
Yeah.
So I think that that's one thing that's important from your story. And I think the other one is, and I love this and I'm big on this, it's like only about 3% of people have any vision for their life whatsoever. And it's such a big deal to really visualize what do you want. And like, whether for you, like for me, that's God too, but for a lot of people, it's the universe or it's whatever, but it is laying it out and being very specific and very clear about what it is that you want. And then looking at that every day and then doing those proactive steps. You know, I call those the sort of the goals that lead you to the vision. And a lot of people set goals without having any vision and they fall short. And right. A lot of people just don't have any real vision or something that they can actually see themselves in. Like, this is where I see myself a year from now, 3 years from now, or this is what I really want. You know, when I was in a relationship, married for almost 17 years, and I suddenly found myself divorced and a single mom, and it wasn't an easy thing. And there was probably a little bit of shame in that too. Like, I make everything work. I couldn't make that work.
Right.
And then I remember thinking with my work schedule and what I do and some of the things that had fell apart with that, where am I ever going to find somebody? And I remember just writing down on paper, this is what I want. This is what I want in my next relationship. And when I wrote it all out, I thought, I don't believe that that person exists. You know, there were 26 right. items on my list.
I love it.
And I hung it up on my wall because I wanted to look at it. And when I went out on a date, I would come home and I would say, okay, which of those, you know, how do they measure up to my list? And some people would say that's ridiculous, but I did it every single time. And then when I met my husband, I was like, he hit all of those marks except for about four of them. And it was like, that's a
and
lot.
I can train him. And I can train him on the last four.
So I can. you know, I had in my head that the age was a really important thing and the age was a little bit different there. And at the end of the day, that really doesn't even matter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And
go ahead.
So it's just interesting, but I just want to share that because people think it's just like, oh, woo-woo, or it's just, oh, you know, whatever, write it on paper and you say it's so. And I don't believe that, but I do believe that you move yourself to those marks if you identify what you really, really want.
Totally. And on the vision, the reason I think, Belinda, that it is so much more powerful than just setting a goal is because, number one, it plants it in your subconscious. And so as you go and act every day, the dream of what you want to do is literally driving your conscious mind decision. And the second thing is that we're women and we feel more. So to see a goal on paper for me of like make 200 grand, I'm like, cool. That sounds cool. But like to feel into why I need that money and the change I can make with it and the things I can do, it brings a level of feeling into my heart that drives me. And I think that's why for women especially, and men too, but women really especially, having that vision is like literally everything.
For sure. So what do you think two of your greatest skill sets then have helped you in owning your own business?
So one of the first skill sets that I have is I look at my community as my best friend, every single one of them. I call them Lola. So, hey, Lolas. They are literally like the girls I would go to coffee with or whatnot. And I speak through my podcast. I speak through my training, my Instagram stories, my captions, as if I'm speaking directly to Lola. And the number one like compliment that I get is like, oh, she's so relatable. It's like I'm talking to my best friend, even though I'm teaching business and pairing that with Christianity, which is such a micro niche. The women that find me, they love that I'm speaking to them, like not at them, like I'm training you on business, so I'm going to come at you like this. I'm talking to them like I'm your best friend next door. And that makes me super relatable, which has really transformed my business model. Cause I used to think, oh, I got to show up and be businessy on YouTube. Well, my YouTube grew slow as molasses. And then when I started my YouTube, I just shed all of the fake and I'm like, I'm just going to be authentically me, all of it, like messy hair, showing up in the gym clothes. Like today I had a pimple on my chin and Instagram stories. And I was like, hey guys, it's me and Petunia, the pimple. She's with us today. Just, you know, welcome her. And that's me. Like, that's just who I am. So being super authentic. And then the second thing is adding value and solving problems before I ever sell my community and my audience has made me way more revenue than when I used to come at people with sales first. And what I mean by this, example, I'm a visual learner. So Lola shows up on the podcast and I know that Lola's struggling with building an online business.
And what does Lola stand for?
It's my avatar's name.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe that was an acronym for something. So I just wanted to clarify that.
No, that's just my girl. Like, she's a Christian mama, has three kids. She's trying to start this business, this soap business actually, and market it online, but she has a full-time job. And she's so like, how do I do all these things? What is online marketing? What's a sales funnel? Like, how do you do that? Like, how do I get my mind right? So I know her so well that I named her and have a picture of her. And people on my show, they laugh. They're like, hey, it's your latest, you know, it's Lola, when they'll talk to me on Instagram. So it's become like a thing. So I encourage you guys, if you don't have a name for your avatar, your ideal client or human on the other side of what you're trying to do in this world, you have to do that because it personalizes it. Your messaging will come through much more personalized. So the other thing is, I know that Lola's struggling. Let's say she's struggling with building a community online. If I show up on my show and I'm serving her, I put service first. Lola, here's 10 ways we can grow your community this week. Let's work on, you know, Instagram stories and doing voice DM versus text DM and like simple tactical things that she can walk away with. When she sees a solution from me and it works for her, not only is she now a loyal listener for life, but she's going, what else does she have? Does she have coaching? Does she have courses? And it creates this insane level of trust. And I in essence, have a customer for life. So the two things are be authentically you. And the second one is serve before sell and solve all of their problems for free. And that will actually make you way more money, which is weird, right?
No, I always say that. Like, if you can find a solution for people's needs, they'll be loyal to you and they'll buy whatever it is that you're selling. Yes. If they feel that that's going to help them. So I'm a firm believer in that as well. So tell us about something then outstanding, an outstanding accomplishment or something you're super proud of.
You know, I think what I'm super proud of is my word of the year this year was truth. And so what I'm super proud of is actually shedding all of the stuff that I think you have to be online or to run a really successful business, like separating being an entrepreneur and my kids, or showing up with my hair and makeup done perfectly on YouTube. And I just decided this year to just fully be me. And that was actually something that was really hard for me to do, because as a three, I really care about what people think of me. And it's something that I struggle with every day and I pray over every day, because none of that really matters at the end of the day. Personally, I believe it's only what God thinks of me and if I'm showing up for his kingdom. But that was a struggle I had. And so I tested myself this year and I shared stuff I thought I would never share. And I was super vulnerable with people when I went through a surgery that I shared. I went through some failures in business that I shared openly. And it was so liberating because nobody judged me. They were like, I received so much love back. So that was something I was really proud of. Outside of like the normal, I'm proud of this in business and this and this and this. And of course, I am proud of my podcast. I hit number 54 in the entrepreneurship category, which literally blew my mind because, again, it's me showing up in my gym clothes, me and Petunia, my pimple. And so it's like, wow, is this really happening? So those are a couple of things I'm proud of this year.
Very good. So let's talk about a story, a challenge, or something that you've faced that you've worked through it. And you've shared a couple of that, which has been awesome, that are sort of big. Is there a specific one that you want to share with us?
You know, I guess the biggest challenge, I think, that will help the audience listening right now that I want to share is that as an entrepreneur, it's never just easy peasy. Like, oh, you see someone online and it looks really easy and it looks like overnight success. And so you're like, I'll do that. And you have to check yourself and recognize that if you choose this life, like, do you really want it with us? It's not easy. And there's going to be really hard moments, and it's not always going to be up and to the right. You're going to have dark, hard moments. You're going to have failures. And so you have to kind of prepare yourself for that. I've been through so many, like I shared earlier through my story. I've had courses that have flopped. I mean, I had a group coaching that I tried to roll out and like four people joined. I'm like, just kidding. We're not actually going to do it. And you know, it feels like you fail in the moment. But what I want you to know is that every failure is a growth, literally the best growth opportunity you can ever have. It's like the school of hard knocks, because now you know, okay, what didn't work? Was it the messaging? Was it my sales? Was it the funnels that I had set up, or whatever it is that you do? You can take that as a lesson and fine tune and refine it and learn from it. And the next time I launched something, you know, it was a $30,000 launch and it was amazing because I had never had that before. And if I had quit because something flopped the first time, well, I wouldn't have been able to have that other launch because I would have had no basis to get better. So my message for you is like, even if it feels like you're in it and like, ugh, I should just quit because, you know, this sucks. Don't. Learn from it, work through it, and know that you're probably being prepared for something incredible that's right around the corner.
That's awesome. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
I think that to me, I believe that that means just living like your most full life. Like, it's abundant, it's happy while still being an exceptional mama. So to me, a big piece of my messaging is I have little kids. Even if you don't have kids, you'll probably feel into this for your family or your spouse, or even if you're a dog mama or dada, like, I want to have this exceptional career and really impact ultimately millions of women, but I also want to be an exceptional mama, and I've found that sweet spot. And so that's what that means to me, is pairing it, letting my kids be part of my business. I wrote a journal earlier this year, and my son came over. He's like, what are you doing? So I'm writing a book. He's like, can I write a book? He was five. And I'm like, yeah, of course, come on. And we pulled up Canva and he wrote a book called The Lion and the Trap. And he was pulling in the graphics he wanted and telling me what it was going to say. And we printed it. And it was published by Mama Publishing Company. And he's so proud of it. Like, he still shows people the book that he wrote. So I'm a huge advocate of pull your kids, pull your family into your business with you, let them experience it and be part of it. And it's just so fulfilling to me to be able to pair those two things.
That's great. So what advice would you give to others that are wanting to be an entrepreneur or stuck in that same place that you were, they don't feel like they're living their best life? What advice would you give to them for those that are wanting to step out into something new?
Dig in, like get ready. Okay. Cause the call's there on purpose. You feel like, ooh, I should maybe do this thing. I've been excited, or I'm dreaming of doing, like, starting this show or starting this blog or doing the YouTube channel or starting a coaching business, whatever that thing is. And you feel kind of in your gut, like, oh, could I really? It's not there on accident, is what I believe. And so do it, because in 3 years, you're going to wish you had. My biggest regret was not starting my podcast, you know, 7 years ago, like when I first became an entrepreneur, but I just didn't know, because I had to take the messy action to be ultimately led to where I sit today. And I wouldn't have known it if I hadn't tried all the other stuff that wasn't the right fit for me. And then here's the other piece that I would give you, is that there is no end goal. Cause I used to think, oh, when I hit six figures, when this course has a $30,000 launch, when we go on this trip, it's not really when you, because when you get there, there's always something bigger. There's always someone doing more than you. And the beautiful thing is to just fall in love with the day to day, the journey, like find the blessing in the work you're doing today. Know that you're sitting where you're sitting on purpose right now, because this is the blessing. Today is the blessing. Even if it's hard and dark, it's preparing you for something incredible. So my biggest thing was shifting my mindset from looking forward into the future and starting to really look into the present moment.
Very good. So before we go on, new and exciting things that you're working on, tell us about your podcast right now. How often does it go up? I just want to hear a little bit more about your business, and then we'll talk about new and exciting things that you're working on.
Yeah. So my show is called the Mompreneur Mastermind Show, and it's kind of a micro niche of Christian mompreneurs or faith-led mompreneurs, because again, like the mission is pairing business with motherhood. And in that show, I teach business mindset. I also pray over you in every show, and we do interviews over there. And I do a lot of live coaching, which is crazy because I didn't start out that way. But once I had done one, it got double the listens in 30 days. I'm like, okay, I hear you. You want more of that. So it's kind of turned into this thing where I do live coaching a couple times. It goes live twice a week, Monday and Thursday. And you guys can listen to that anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's the Mompreneur Mastermind Show, or you can search for my name, Stephanie Gass.
Perfect. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on now, and where can our listeners find you?
Yeah, so something new that I launched it this summer, but it's really my full passion project right now, is teaching people how to launch their own profitable podcasts. And why I got to that space was I was sick of grinding online. I was tired of showing up on Instagram for hours for the algorithm to like slap me back down. And I was tired of video marketing personally. I just wanted to be behind my mic and like live my messy life, you know? And I finally found a way to do that, which was podcasting, and then found out audio is on the rise like crazy. You know, 30, 40% people want to do while they learn, and they're consuming while they work out and while they cook. And so I became such a huge advocate for my clients of start a show as your method of pouring into the world. And I started to help these women launch top 30 shows. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to create a course around this. So I actually created a course recently called Podcast Pro University. And it takes people through idea, through execution, through recording, editing, monetizing, how to have sponsorships and all the things, pitch and get on other people's shows of the podcasting process. And it's doing amazing. And I'm seeing these women just explode. So that's something I'm really excited about. And that's new.
That is fantastic. Great. And how can our listeners find you? I know they can find you over at your podcast, but we're at Facebook, or where would you like people to connect with you?
Yeah. So I hang out on Instagram. Okay. And for sure, come laugh at my Instagram stories, you guys. It's at Stephanie Gass. And then my website has all the things, stephaniegass.com.
And that is, you might want to know, just for everybody listening, and this will obviously be posted as well when this goes live, but it is GASS, Stephanie Gass.
Yeah, and Stephanie is with an F, not a PH.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today. I know that this is going to be inspirational for many, many people listening to it. And I just want to thank you for taking your time out to bless others and to be part of our show today.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Belinda.
All right. And just a friendly reminder to everyone to like our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe if you don't want to miss a single episode. And if you really enjoyed what you heard today, including going over to Stephanie's show and checking it out. But we love reviews. It's always really heartwarming for us and lets us know that we're doing a good job. So reviews are really welcomed. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.